Classic Radio, WLAS.
To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
All right, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
This is where this gets difficult. Nope.
What kind of hotel is this?
How you doing?
With a tear in my eye!
I am coming.
Beat your way!
Frostez warm-ups.
We're doing live.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Party foul.
See you next Tuesday.
It is the Lingus Mafia Podcast. We've been rocking and rolling on patreon.com/LingusMafia. Going over the Miss Lingus contest, which is exclusive in the beginning of for Patreon, where you have to narrow down 100 women, and you're not even narrowing it down. You're putting them in order from 1 to 100, which, first of all, Faust,
apologize.
We apologize. It is a labor of love. Labor of love.
I apologize, and thank you.
Like Jesse Jackson said,
Apologize. So we're putting them in order, and it's like you get your first 16, sure, and it's going to be, you know, number one has 100 points, whatever the fuck, right? And it goes vice versa. And so whoever has the most points of everything is how they end up going to be ranked when it is then time for everyone who wants to vote can, and it will be sent out to you. So hit us up at Lingus Mafia on Twitter, at Miss Lingus on Twitter, or you could email us at lingusmafia@gmail.com. Before I get to an email, Faust, I'm Cab Manning. I'm the anti-white Cab Manning. I am along with my consigliere, that is Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
And our underboss, that is the bookie himself, that is Gregorio.
Buonasera.
We got a great email this week. And I'm like, I don't know if they listen to the show or know us, because it's that we're femboys. I'm anti-white. And you know where I think that came from, Faust? I think it's because I said Mexicans are my favorite people. It's the only thing I can think of. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be fucking Mexican. I like the Mexican people. Like, what? I go, no. I enjoy to be white, Faust, because I enjoy every goddamn advantage humanly possible. If it's not fair, I don't care, because I benefit from it. I don't care. It's like if a referee make a bad call against the other team. I know it's shit, but, oh, that's a shame. And I move on. But it was that, and that I was, that we were both killing our bloodlines, Faust. Acknowledge us, because.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was talking about me or Joe. I was confused on that.
Oh, yeah. First it was I take it in the ass from Joe, which I sent to Joe, and I said, please use lube. Just please.
Do you want me to read the email?
Yeah, mine as well. It's fucking great. I said this should be a fucking iTunes review.
I'm gonna frame it.
I might as well right next to him.
Santiago Sooner.
So he seems Mexican to me in the first place, then, right, Faust?
And, yeah, but from Oklahoma. Though.
But from Oklahoma.
That's him. Yeah.
Oklahoma, Mexico.
My vote for Miss Lingus is Cab Manning, who now enjoys taking it up the ass for Joe Feeney.
Ooh.
Both of you are government-sponsored anti-white femboys who are choosing to end their bloodline because they will have no children.
So, okay, now it makes sense that you said I think it's toward Joe, because I thought it was toward us. Because when he says fem, I'm totally thinking it's just about me and you. But he, it is Joe. That's where it's coming, I think. Because my first thing was I told Faust, I go, reply. No, no, I have a kid. Because, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Does he know you're Italian, though? I mean, isn't that the darker of the white?
That is the darker. No, it, well, for Faust, it is, because that's, you know, he's African black. Yeah, African Italian. not me. Thank you very much. But
no, because thank you, Christopher Walken.
And keep the mail coming.
Oh no, was it Dennis Hopper? Dennis Hopper.
What right. The funny thing is, I guarantee they don't listen to this show. It's only the wrestling show. I'm sure. So they won't even fucking hear this. But anyway, thank you. And to think we run away from any fucking bad press. They don't know us very well. So thank you. Fuck you. And hello. God.
In that order.
In that order. Thank you so much. We'll have Rob on in a little bit because he had a movie for us to watch. I was very happy it was 30 minutes, if you wanted to call it a movie. The movie I'm going to be choosing for the following week, I'm about to blow all your fucking socks right the fuck off. Oh. I can't wait to announce it when we get to it. And I also need to ask Rob if he has watched any Akira movies, because that's an importance that we do.
Yeah.
I called Fausti to tell him I went to the dentist again, to now get the permanent.
Good enough, huh?
He goes, they go, well, we're going to crown you. I said like this. I stood there like a king. I said, fuck it. You put it down on me. Right. Like that. he knighted me. He crowned me, all right. So they take off that fake crown, right? The box of crowns. They take that thing off. And it's odd because he goes, that should pop right off. And you're like, how does it stay? How do it know, Faust, to stay? Because I'm like, I suck on the tooth. It doesn't pop off. And I do that like while I'm driving there just in case, because I won't dare. I'd be dead man, right? So I'm like, it doesn't. It did feel sore. From after all the, you know, they whittle it down to a nub or whatever they do. And not really eating on that side for the 2 weeks it takes them to make the new one. So he goes, oh, this coming. And he take a needle nose plier into my mouth. I go, that's my tongue. He pulls it out. And it's like real quick. He gave a little wiggle, boop, right off. And you feel it a little bit with the nerves in there. And I'm like, all right. And so now he goes, now we're going to clean it off. Greg, for one, I sound like Michael Jackson in the chair. I was doing every noise. And then I sounded like Dr. Frankenstein. It's alive. I start, ooh. That nerve was fucking flapping in the breeze. I had literally tears ran down my fucking eye. After I was done, I fucking had to wipe my eye. I'm like, oh, man. He goes, yeah, it's alive. I'm like, fuck, you don't think so. And the thing is, they got to get all the prior residue off that. And so now and then they have the drill piece that does the buffing. The vampire slayer's in my fucking mouth now. And he's like, hit it with that. I'm like, oh, so.
Did you use up all your Novocaine on the last visit or what?
They didn't give me any Novocaine on this one. Yeah. I know. Yes. And what's funny is I didn't drink an energy drink going there in case, because they told me I wouldn't have to, but at this point I'm encasing it. And so I made sure the plane didn't crash while I was in that chair the whole fucking time. I was squeezing my fingers to the nubs. And he was going, I was like, man, I was like, that was fucking rough, man. That was fucking rough. And then they go, oh, let me pop it with some air.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. And then it's, all right, now let's paint that fucker with a nice lacquer, and then now it's time to pop this bitch on it. And when he does it, they push on that fucker to get a good solid seal. Mm-hmm. And even while he's doing that, I'm like, I start to see little stars. You're like, oh, shit. And all I'm thinking, because he goes, oh, give it 2 weeks from the soreness or something. And I'm like, if this hurts like this for two weeks. Fucking weeks, I'm coming back with a plier and you're just tanking my tooth out, because this is, you're not living. I don't know how, I always try to think back to caveman days with certain shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, so if somebody like breaks their leg, caveman day, what the fuck? You are just your life is over. If they blew their back out, who Faust? And Dana. And like you're just fucked forever. So I think about like toothache. You're a castaway. You're now smashing the tooth out of your mouth because there's no way you're fucking living. But it subsided a bit, and he's like, "Oh, you could eat after like 5 minutes or whatever." But anything cold yesterday, I drank through a straw, Faust, and I jumped. Because it went to the one side and was like, oh. And I was like, is that supposed to fucking be? Because it's supposed to be covered, right? And so today was a little bit less. So I go, okay, maybe that's going to subside because you can't live like that either. I could chew over there now. And because the other times I was chewing, you could feel the, from the crack that was there before. Like you just feel the nerve a little bit. But now it's semi-back to normal fucking form, but
you corn nuts known.
Oh, I haven't tried. I have not tried that yet. You know what's funny is that actually literally popped into my fucking head is corn nuts. That's a frightening fucking thought. More news on the Daskhole front.
Oh, the Daskhole update.
The Daskhole update is it's still my sister doesn't let this go, and Nikki Fingers goes in there, and he still thinks like he got. I don't see the full fucking like report, but they're convinced that my father was through another guy. I thank you, and so I'm like, I still don't know how much I fucking believe this. And especially when I've seen the pictures of the guy. Did I send you the pictures of the guy? I got to send this to you guys. You can put it on the screen. Because I do not see this guy. The guy looks like Paulie from Rocky. My father doesn't look like that. And I wish I had a picture of the supposed real grandfather or my whatever the fuck he is, right?
You're
gonna yes, if you want to call him the real one. So, all right, let me send this to you, Fausti, and then you could put it up there. All right, send you these pictures. So where I'm like, where should I send them to? Email? That's probably better. Yeah. Right? Okay.
Send it to the Lingus one because that's what I have open.
Okay.
Or either one, doesn't matter.
I'll do that. Let me see. So I'll read you exactly what. As soon as I send this, Lingus Mafia Gmail, attach, boom, I gotta attach again, come on, there's another one, and one more to go. Okay, sent them to you. So, it was like out of the blue, Nikki sends everybody, you know, the group message thing. And he says, let's see, go back. Oh, he sends a picture, and it's from like,
Rob's here.
Oh, hey, Robbie boy. We're just going over being, Daskholes. Stand by.
The who?
Being a Daskhole, if you
will. Oh, yes. Greatest name ever.
Yes, exactly. So, I tell you, I'll be Das Manning by the time this is fucking over. And so the person who is like third cousin for Nikki writes him, I guess. And it says they see my father's account, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. And it says close family, first cousin, 28% shared DNA. 1,975 cm across 34 segments, whatever the fuck that even fucking means, right? So I'm like, but so I guess it's his first cousin. So he's like, that's half brothers then with whoever this person's his kid. That's what he's trying to say. So
basically, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, my sister's like, I can't fucking believe he's not here for us to tell him. And my brother goes, better off. Mm-hmm. And I said, he walked through the gates and was told, I got some good news. Some bad news. I'm like, man, it's funny because I guess one of his sisters, my aunt, said like, they thought they had another father for some reason. But the problem is, it's like, what the fuck? So you see the pictures first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, throw those pictures in there. So
they only
I don't.
Do one at a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think this guy looks like Kramer more in the fucking picture than anything else. Than my father. So I'm like, he had a good head of hair too.
So this is who this is you supposed think is your grandfather.
No, this is now how do you even explain it, Faust? This is Daskal. This is Daskal.
Okay.
Yes, this is Daskal. And then the picture of him old is the next
kind
picture.
Kind of like Pee-wee, actually.
Yeah. Look at this. This looks like Grandpa Munster a little bit with the widow's peak, right?
Yeah.
I don't see. I do not Chris see Mullen. My father in that face even a little bit. Mm-mm. I don't see it. It's the nose is completely fucking different, unless it got all the mother's, you know, genes. But then the last picture, have a look at Uncle Paulie here. That doesn't look like my father either. He's got more hair too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm trying to do the Gazintas to try to figure out where the fuck this goes. See, I'm thinking then I should join Ancestry because that's where all these people are.
Right.
And I'm on the 23andMe. Mm-hmm. So now to get to the bottom of this, I got to get the fuck on Ancestry to really search. Because my sister's on there, but she's so that this is the case. She's done investigating where I will not fucking be done investigating.
Yeah, 23andMe is almost not a company anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're trading like 50%. They're about to get bought out or
just, fuck.
Yeah,
there was like a data breach. I saw something like, oh, if you are 23andMe and were part of the data breach, claim some money. But you need to prove that you got an email from 23andMe. So I was going through my old emails.
I gotta go through now too. Ooh, I've been breached. I'm so upset. You know what my nationality I am.
Yeah, go on your 23andMe and look at your DNA relatives and see if there's any Draskals.
There is on mine, yes. And which would make sense if they're on my sister's.
Right.
They would have to be. But it's very Gazintas and I don't fucking know. And then I laugh because my brother, he's always the fucking character. He goes, I'm not changing my name.
Why would you?
Yeah, like, what the fuck do I care in the first place? And I said, what's the difference? I'm a Manning. My brother's an Aikman. My sister's a No Bags. And Nikki's at Fingers. So,
and your dad's said, a soprano.
Yeah, it is. And then they were like, what was Gianna? That's my niece. And it was like, she was a McGee because she was Tits McGee.
Oh, yeah.
And meanwhile, her last name is McGee.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Better. So, yeah, that's.
I got something for you.
What you got?
I have old BJ.
Along the lines of this here, I found out recently that my mother's parents were second cousins.
Whoa, that explains everything about Rob.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck?
That's not too bad.
I asked my mom, but the thing is, they didn't know. It was like they found out. They found out at their wedding.
Oh,
that they were related.
Shit. Because, like a scene from Community.
Because
hey,
my grandfather.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, wait a minute. What side are you on?
My grandfather's last name
like,
is
no,
Del-
we get the same.
My grandfather's last name is De La Garza. My grandmother's last name was Garza. And at the wedding, they're like, who invited my cousin? Because they both had the same cousin.
Yeah.
But they realized who invited them. And she's like, well, that's my cousin. Like, that's my cousin. And they realized they were cousins.
God.
Yeah.
You met at the
This is where this gets difficult.
True fucking life. So was it after the wedding or like before the I do's they find out?
At the reception.
At the reception. Oh my fucking God, that is a great fucking story.
That's exact same fucking plot from Community when they said, oh, this is my grandmother's. Oh, this is my grandmother at the fucking reception. They found out they were first cousins.
Oh, it's even never, fucking better.
That's worse, but yeah.
Kid come out like the wolf man, you know?
Well, I do have a little speak.
Rob got, I was thinking about Rob yesterday. Ooh. And I said, this motherfucker, not a stitch, Faust. Not a single hair missing from this motherfucker's head.
But they're all gray now. They're not black.
I don't know. I mean, you'd rather trade fucking gray or fucking... Yeah, of course. Fuck it.
In fact, I got more hair than I used to have. I got hair on my back. I
never it does start to grow everywhere else. You spout it out of your asshole like a tail. It's fucking wild.
That's not too far from the truth. It's true.
You braid it so it comes out in slivers like a fajitas.
I gotta part it to shit.
I part my asshole to shit.
Where's my ass comb? Babe, where's my ass comb?
Don't do a comb over. Just don't do that. We were asking before we went on the air. I said, I need to find out if Rob has watched the Nakira movie yet.
I did this weekend.
You did? Very good.
I made a point to watch one, yeah.
So what do you think now?
I've seen them in the past.
That's an MVP, though.
That doesn't do it for me.
Really? All the commotion?
It's the face.
Really? You think she got a mean face?
She got a
Asian resting bitch face. Asian bitch face.
Yeah, Asian bitch face.
I'm surprised.
That's just my hiccup.
I laugh because Subtle Rossi was busy sending me pictures of everybody. Like, you could tell when he listened to the show. Because all of a sudden I got bombarded by pictures because I had said, I think on this show, like, I don't know a single one of Greg's people at all. Mm-hmm. And he sent me a picture of every single one of them. And I was like, mine are still better than what Greg chose. let's see. I was going to ask too. We're starting our real season of golf on Sunday.
Sunday.
A late start, which I said to Faust, I go, I'm surprised Rob was okay with it. But I mean, you do live fucking closer than I do. Earlier is better, obviously. And I was even like, so Bush didn't book it, Greg, and he's usually the guy, and we're going to tell him you are the guy, except for when it's like by me, I'll do it, one of those things. And he usually is up because it's like, well, who's up at midnight the night before that would do this as I'm crawling into bed on a Saturday at 9? So he's like, he goes, oops, and he goes on, and I thought he was joking, and he goes, so 11:42 then? And I laughed. And that was the earliest available by the time he did it. And I was like, there's good news and bad news for me, I guess, because I would much rather get up at a normal time on a Sunday than get up at fucking 5 a.m. on Sunday. And I'd rather just drive home later. And now that there's light out, fuck it, you know? So we're starting at 11:45. And I'm like, all right, I can get up at 8 o'clock still at Los Lagos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
that one doesn't go by slow, though.
Nah, it does. I guess people are not in front of you or something. It moves.
It's only like 4,000 yards or something.
You just have to wait for the homeless crossing the path, and then you can hit.
What about the fox?
The whole place is fox. They come and take your food out at all times. Yeah, it's wild. All the fox all over the place.
Toxic Avengers camping out on the other side.
It is. You see the tarps. And I'm like, and it's like a favorite place of mine, too. And it has all that shit. And I'm like, I love that course. That's what I like. Yeah.
It's a good course. It's not a slow course. Last week was slow. Last month was slow because it was car path only.
Yeah, even though, you know, Mr. Faust trying to be proper. When I'm going, go across and get the ball. He goes, we were told not to. I go, what? You know you're in the mafia, right? I grabbed the wheel. Yeah, go this way.
but who got their cart stuck?
Oh, Greg, you don't know this. We never even talked about it. We got pictures of this fucking thing. I do that. Yeah.
I got pictures.
Okay.
You get stuck in a rut or something?
We were going down a hill, like a switchback hill, going switchbacks. Yeah. And I was showing Bush where I thought my ball was going. I took my eyes off the road.
We're going down a cliff.
It was a sharp right.
You ever played that shit course, Greg and Gilroy?
You're hitting off a mountain and it goes all the way down. It's 300 yards, but it plays 220.
Ridge Quest?
No, it's Gilroy Golf.
It's called Gilroy Golf Ridge.
Oh no, I played Eagle Ridge, but I. There's also Ridgemont too. They have one of those type of holes where you're like, you're looking down a cliff. I think it's there, and it's like looks like 300, but it hits 80.
Yeah, that's so pretty much.
So
what
long
that
story
is.
Short, I take my eyes off the road. Next thing I know, there's a log the length of a tree, like a sequoia log.
They're blocking you from rolling down a mountain.
It saved your life, is what it did.
It really bumper, did.
And my car ends up all four wheels off the ground. The chassis is on top of the log.
Oh, shit. You're all lean back.
Yeah. It did save our life. It was like an uh-oh moment for sure.
Yeah, that was like, we're coming down and they're waving at us. And I'm like, fuck you waving. Like, what's going on here? And that was what was going on. I'm like, holy shit. I'm trying to email it. Why don't I have a choice to fucking email? What the fuck is this? Let me see.
You can't text it if Fausti then he puts it up?
Well, I'm sending it to the email, actually, because then he could put it up on the screen better.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what he would do. Okay, here we go. Lingus. Yeah, wait till you see this fucking, Greg. It's it's fucking wild what the fuck it is. Yeah, it's having problems trying to, like, it's like, wait for it to attach. I'll just text it to you, Fausti, and you send it to yourself. Yeah, it was very fucking bizarre. But it literally, it saved his life. Because you'll see the first picture, we're going down a steep fucking mountain. Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, you know? So this is where we ended up hitting it off the cliff. And then you're driving down a windy, very small path. So those logs are what's stopping your edge from doing it. And it was, all right, how do we get this off? So Fausti's got his hands down there trying to pull the goddamn... I said, what, are you trying to take a base out of the ground, Fausti? I don't know what the fuck you're doing. He's pulling on this thing while the cart is going to possibly push that fucker down and smash his fingers off. And that's what I was more worried about. I'm like, who knows what the fuck is going on here? And so... that's where fucking Rob was. What are any goals this year? I know Rob is getting now until the foreseeable future. Was it 5.5? And Fausti's getting 9.5, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing. And then me and Bush are Stevens.
My game is shit. Shit, Greg. Total shit.
Topping
it'll
it.
Come
total,
back.
Topping it.
Total shit.
He's a total topper.
Pure shit. Everything's pulled.
Yeah.
Pure shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I wish you were closer. You could come and get into the laboratory.
Although my chipping, is on fire.
Chipping hot to the touch. It's just getting off that
nice, was it a birdie or par?
It was for par. But
oh,
was
the one that you chipped in. Yeah, he chipped one in. It was, we were playing our doubles.
That's a nice feeling.
Oh, yeah. God, that's a great fucking feeling. Do that shit. You got it, Fausti?
No, I had to email it to myself.
Yeah.
He texted me, so give me a sec.
Yeah, it was not giving me a chance. I think it was, there were too large of files, so they wouldn't get on there. Right after we show this picture, we're going to go over to the, actually, we can just fucking go over there because the people are going to see the picture anyway, so are on the Patreon, so fuck it. Make sure you jump over to Patreon if you want to also get in on the Miss Lingus voting that is going on. Oh, there we go. There you go, Greg.
It is. Wow.
Look at that.
And it's like, I like Rob is like hitting the gas like it's going to come off.
Tire spinning.
Yeah, we were like, so that, see the hill, it's going down. You're going down a fucking mountain. So if he does not hit that, that is rolling down the fucking mountain. And it looks flatter than it really is right there.
Yeah.
By far.
It's pretty steep.
Yeah. You're going down there. So. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just looking at that on the other one. Different pose. make sure patreon.com/LingusMafia if you want to join in the fun and whittle down. There's only 3 days left to do the Miss Lingus whittling until it is down to the 16.
You want me to give my piece on the Lingus?
Yeah, let's go on. We'll do it on the other side, though. Okay. And we'll get out of here because we are going to go into Rob's.
Well, is it his piece that everybody needs to hear? Or,
well, I mean, if you voted before, if you're a Freebird or Freebird's voting.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Talk about it.
So in the past, of course, I've DM'd everybody their ballots and then I expected them to return it. And I have to go through every single person, log it in. Mm-hmm. This year, we're getting ballots through an app. But you don't have to download the app, apparently, right, Fausti?
No.
So you'll get a link, you vote, you're just filling in the bubble. I want A or one or two or you know, whoever.
This
I
chick or this person. Chick, that's all you're doing down the line.
It'll give me all the results. I don't have to do all the tallying. And then I just do my normal mix matches and whatnot and send out a new ballot. So it makes it easier once I have the 16, I guess. You're settling with 16?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're settling with 16 out of 100.
There's some pros and cons. The pros are obviously less time chasing people's ballots down, tallying. But I won't know who's voted. So there's going to be a window where you have to vote. And if you miss the cutoff, you miss the cutoff.
Yeah.
Move on. So keep that in mind.
I do like that. I like that. Fuck that shit. You chasing people. I've always been like, fuck that.
Hopefully it runs pretty smooth and saves some time and my own OCD when I'm fucking, I think I missed it. I got to go back and check people's fucking things. So it should be interesting how it plays out this year.
Okay. All right, we're going to jump over to the other side, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about a movie that Rob threw in there, and then I'm going to give my movie at the end of that. So make sure you jump on over and, of course, follow us at Lingus Mafia. You want to go to TikTok, follow us over there. That is all the good stuff. We'll see you over there.
What do you think about that?
What? You haven't signed up to patreon.com/LingusMafia yet? Not only will you get the second half of this show on time on Tuesdays, you could also go back in our history for over 500 plus shows, like number 94, where I was on my deathbed.
And I am Fausty Walnuts.
And I'm Cav Manning.
Also, by becoming a member of patreon.com/LingusMafia, you are free to send us a submission of your own show. And we'll play it like these super fans.
Lingus Mafia podcast family, grab the lube, sit down, and get ready for Creepy Crutchfield, Girls of Porn. Where are they now? The Cockatier. He's got a motherfucker, he flies around with this dildo jetpack. You see her butthole and the vagina, and she's just going to town with her fingers.
WWE pay-per-view previews.
So, gotta be honest, not excited about this.
It's a horror show. It really is a horror show, but not in a good way.
The Duchess and I review Total Bellas, like the time they said they wrote a book.
They wrote a book. Stop that. You're going to make me laugh.
So get on over to patreon.com/LingusMafia and see what you've been missing.
They told someone a story.
So all you really gotta do is put your favorite 16 up top. That's pretty much it, right?
No. That's the problem, because if you have a scrub who's 17 and everybody does that, she 20. Could get
I put the top 20 up top, and that's pretty much it. I don't need to do, I don't have to rank 100 fucking
the top
people.
Half, at least, I would say.
Yeah. And it's fun to do the back half as well. Those are the ones you really want to do, because you want to go, who's the shittiest of all of them, and who's the best of all of them?
That's
but
just a lot of fucking.
It is a lot.
Google. Holy crap.
Well, you don't know most of them. I mean, there was like three that were.
Don't know who they are. Move them down.
Yeah, move them down if you don't know them, right? So, but you'll be surprised by some of the ones you don't know, and you go, whoa. So I realized that myself on a couple. But it's rough from the 100 to there. But that's the problem, because if you go, fuck it, I don't care about the rest, you're like, well, if everybody says that and they all get 25 points, that one person, she could sneak the fuck in. And you'd be like, how in the fuck did this person get in? It's because people didn't rank properly. But it is what it is, and that is everybody's priority. And prerogative.
Priority?
Thank you. That's what the fuck could come out.
Yeah, 3 days to vote. If you start now, you should be able to finish by Friday.
Mine's still on my screen. I'm almost fucking done. Almost done. It's better. It's easier to do on your computer than with the Jimmy Dean sausage fingers trying to move people around. That's for sure. So,
Rob, maybe try on an iPad if you're able.
Well, he already did it. Or did you already do it?
No.
Oh, okay. I've looked at it. I haven't actually done it.
Yeah. At least, like we said, do your top 20 and your bottom 20, and those middle could kind of float around, I guess. Yeah. But it's fun to say, okay, these are my garbage picks. Votes, yes.
You know.
You got to, because there'll
be a. Move, you know, like.
We can't say Faust. Let's not sway him either way. Well, there's some fatsos and there's some gross ones, you know. So, like I was saying before you came on, Rob, you look at him and you go, which one would I bang first? Okay, I see this one has nice eyes. I guess she goes above this one. Like, this one has too big of a back, so I'm going to move her down. At least this one has tits. Something to see.
Then you look at him and say,
you have a very pretty face. It's very
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, good luck to you. That's it. We're going to go over to the bonus side of patreon.com/LingusMafia. We will see you all over there. And remember, I could do anything I want. I guess, Rob, are you going to throw in a fucking little a dime at the end here after Greg? After Greg. After Greg, you come up with something.
Little tag.
Exactly. Okay. I could do anything I want because my dad is dead. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're either Lingus or against us.
And together, we're assholes.
And if you're going to be gay, be gay.
Best podcast in the world.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
Yours truly.
I'm done. Show's over. Good day.
Fade to black.